Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so this thing I've heard about this certain well-known burger chain, right?
Yeah.
This is what I heard at the weekend. Some people may know about this already. I have never heard this before. Someone just told me about it at the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, right, if you go into a very well-known burger chain, I think I should probably say which one it is, because otherwise people will go into the wrong one and they'll get punched. Right?
Why? Are you saying that staff at other burger chains might be violent?
No, it's because of what I'm going to tell you that they might get punched. Right. It's McDonald's, okay?
Right.
Apparently, people who work there are contractually obliged, they have to do this, otherwise they get sacked, right? If you go up to them and go, dun, 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 they have to go, "I'm loving it," back.
You've heard that, have you?
Yep, or they get fired. It's in their contract. So if you go up to someone, like at the counter, McDonald's, and go, they have to go, "I'm loving it." They have to do that. I have this from a reliable source.
Somebody is winding you up.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, I want someone to, if you're near have a McDonald's at the moment, I haven't tried it, but I would like someone to try it. So if you want to play the McDonald's game with me, let's see if it's true or not, and then we can just lay it to rest.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1.
It's 5:18 with Scott. Right, we haven't done this for a while. The florist game. Will florists really write anything that goes on the card when you send the flowers, when you ring them up? Now, we've done this for a while, and we've done lots of different things, and they really will write absolutely anything. We've tried bank robbery, that wasn't a problem at all. We've tried kidnap, they seem to have no problem with writing that on the card that goes with the flowers. Various insults as well, they don't seem to mind doing that. Even slagging off the actual florist that we were sending the flowers from.
There was a saucy one.
But they say yes, they write it every time. They're very accommodating. Right, so we've tried a different tack today just to see on the florist game if they will put absolutely anything in the card that goes with the flowers.
Can I send Northern Flower?
Hello, could I send some flowers, please?
Okay, and what's the name of the person they're for?
It's for Salvatore.
Yep, okay. And what's the address?
It's Her Majesty's Prison, Strange Ways.
That's Bury New Road, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what message do you want going on the card?
Okay, here it is. It's quite long, is that all right?
That's fine.
Okay. Dear Salvatore.
Yeah.
We're coming to get you out tonight.
Yep.
We'll distract the guards at midnight.
Yep.
Louis the Pimp will drive a van through the main doors.
We'll distract the guards at midnight. Louis the Pimp.
Yep. We'll drive a van through the main doors.
Yep.
You'll be given a key to your cell.
Yep.
Hidden in your mashed potato at dinner.
Yep.
Make sure you're out of your cell.
Yep.
And ready to go at midnight.
Okay.
Try to remember where you hid the money.
Where you hid the money?
Yep.
Yep.
See you tonight.
Yeah.
Jimmy the Squirrel.
Okay.
P.S. Don't forget to get mashed potato.
Yep.
If you get the chips, you've had it.
Okay.
Would you be able to read that back to me, please, just so I can check that I've got it right?
Okay. Dear Salvatore, we're coming to get you out tonight. We'll distract the guards at midnight. Louis the Pimp will drive a van through the... Through the main doors.
That's important, that bit.
Okay. Through the main doors, you'll be given a key to your cell hidden in your mashed potato at dinner. Make sure you're out of your cell and ready to go at midnight. Try to remember where you hid the money. See you tonight, Jimmy the Squirrel. P.S. Don't forget, get mashed potato. If you get the chips, you've had it.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Okay.
And they just went on to ask for my card details. See, they'll do it.
That's us.
They write absolutely anything. They really will. Now, can I just say...
She didn't question anything.
Not at all. If you are working for the prison service, do not worry. There's not going to be some kind of breakout tonight, okay? This is a joke. It's a joke.
You say that, but if somebody does break out of Strange Ways tonight, they'll be coming for you, Jimmy the Squirrel, yeah, won't they?
The finger will be pointing at me. It will.
Dear Salvatore, we're coming to get you out tonight. We'll distract the guards at midnight. Louis the Pimp will drive a van through the main doors. You'll be given a key to your cell hidden in your mashed potato at dinner. Make sure you're out of your cell and ready to go at midnight. Try to remember where you hid the money. See you tonight, Jimmy the Squirrel. P.S. Don't forget, get mashed potato. If you get the chips, you've had it.
I like it that my name's Jimmy the Squirrel. Do you want to be Louis the Pimp?
Yeah, I'll be Louis the Pimp, then.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's speak to somebody who I think is outside McDonald's right now. Who are you?
I'm Craig, mate.
Craig?
Yeah.
Okay, which McDonald's are you outside?
McDonald's and Craig.
Okay. So I want you to go in there, right?
Okay.
I want you to speak to one of the helpful staff.
Okay.
And I want you to go da-da-da-da-da and then see what they do, all right?
Okay.
Just catch their attention and go for it.
Okay. I'm just going up to the counter now.
Okay. Is there a queue?
I'm second in the queue.
Okay, right. That's,
should we just chat amongst ourselves?
Shall we?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. The lady in front of me is just finishing, so...
Right, so you're nearly there at the front now, are you?
Nearly at the front.
Okay, good.
She looks a friendly lady as well, I think she might
say, but... What are you going to order?
I'm going to order a hamburger. Hey, love, can I have a hamburger, please? Just a hamburger, yep. Have a long time. Pardon? £79.
Yeah, 79p. Do it again.
I will, just to remind the money over. We're all loving it.
Yeah!
Right. That
kind of worked.
It kind of worked.
Yeah.
She looked a bit puzzled, actually.
Well, I'll let you go back to your hamburger.
Yeah,
thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Hello? Is that Jordan?
Yeah.
Hi, Jordan. Where are you right now?
We've just come past McDonald's. No, we have.
Okay. Which McDonald's is this, please? Have you gone past it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We just did it once.
And?
And they said, I'm loving it back.
Did they?
They did.
Yeah.
Which McDonald's?
Newcastle on Lime on by Tesco.
They did it! Yay! Thank you, Jordan.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Some people can't believe they would actually send that with the flowers.
Dear Salvatore, we're coming to get you out tonight. We'll distract the guards at midnight. Louis the Pimp will drive a van through the main doors. You'll be given a key to your cell hidden in your mashed potato at dinner. Make sure you're out of your cell and ready to go at midnight. Try to remember where you hid the money. See you tonight, Jimmy the Squirrel. P.S. Don't forget, get mashed potato. If you get the chips, you've had it.
Now, I do need to stress, if you do work in the prison service, as I did say before, that was a joke. J for joke. There won't be anything happening, hopefully, at Strange Ways tonight. But I doubt the mashed potatoes on the menu for dinner.
So maybe they've just had to change it.
Do you think?
Yeah, it did sound, though, like you have quite a lot of experience in prison escapes.
It did. It was quite an expert job, wasn't
it? Sounded like you knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Radio 1 podcasts.
They very rarely have mashed potato in prison, apparently.
Why?
To a prison officer, I don't know. Imagine, though, if by pure fluke in Strange Ways tonight, they have mashed potato.
Oh, God. Imagine that. I like it. Everyone's going, no, you can't have chips and mashed potato as a choice in prison. Thanks to all the prison goers who are texting in. And like I said, once again, it is a joke. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
It's nearly... what's going on over there? Look. The one that doesn't speak is now sat on Laura's lap. Ew.
It's like he's a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, isn't it? It's 7 minutes to five. That's really, really weird.
Did actually try to work him. There you go, he's writing something down.
Right, it's time for Flirt Divert. Let's kind of see the people that you met this weekend.
Oh, he's just trying to get her off his chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just tip it off.
Get off his chair. He's the boss.
That worked well.
Yeah. Right, this is the kind of person that Flirt Divert is absolutely made for. Come up to you in a club, a little bit too forward, hand him the number. Check this out.
Hi, Lauren. It was really nice to meet you tonight. Like, if you want to meet me after when you get out of the club, just give me a call, and we can like have some sex maybe at your house. If you're busy, then let me know tomorrow, and we can still do what we arranged today. All right, bye.
No, he's got away with words, hasn't he?
Maybe girls can answer this. I thought ladies like a bit of romance. Am I wrong? I thought they like to be wooed.
That's what I'm led to
don't
believe,
they like
yeah.
Wooing?
I don't think that direct approach works.
And also, isn't wooing a stupid word? As an aside.
Just give me a call, and we can like have some sex maybe at your house.
That's terrible. Does that work? That's where I'm going wrong, I think. I thought they liked a bit of romance.
Well, maybe next time just come out with it. Just be a bit more forward.
Like him?
Yeah.
Mind you, he did get the Flirt Divert number.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but you're good looking and he was probably ugly.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Now, last week on Loose Lips, we thought we had found the most Welsh person ever.
I'm pregnant. You are. Yeah. Shut up.
She was quite Welsh.
She was, yeah.
I don't know. What's it about?
Put it this way, she got a bun in the oven.
Loved her.
My phone's on silent, innit? My phone's on silent, innit?
However, we think we've found someone even more Welsh than Laura from last week's Loose Lips.
Hello, Barbara? It's Quincy. Can you give us a ring back? Cheers, love. Ta-da.
What do you think? Compare.
I think she's more Welsh.
Compare.
My phone's on silent, innit?
Hello, Barbara? It's Quincy. Can you give us a ring back? Cheers, love. Ta-da.
I think more Welsh, I do.
But what's she called?
Yeah.
Hello, Barbara? It's Quincy.
Quincy.
Quincy?
Yeah.
That's what I thought it
was. Now, this bloke's been back on. What's happened here is he's got someone round, and they've done something very bad.
Hello, you still haven't given me CD back. Didn't even enjoy being with you anyway, you stink. See you later.
See, what's happened there, he's got someone round. Maybe it was his, like, seduction CD, the greatest hits of R. Kelly or something, and wakes up the next morning, she's only flipping run off with it. Anyway, she stinks.
Yeah.
Right, this is never good, is it? The big moment where you finally manage to pluck up the courage to make that phone call. You're about to leave a message. You're about to leave a message. And then this happens.
What was it? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll ring you again.
Oh, gutted. You're going to get one chance on the answer phone, don't you? Now, if anyone can help me with this and what the hell this guy's on about, then please let me know, please. Thank you.
Now, you got this number off there, saying your left lying there with its kipper hanging out in the bed. I'll be Jesus. You better come and move out to the bedroom, son, before your mother comes home. Give me a ring now, please.
Right, there's something in there about some kipper hanging out.
Yeah, I got a kipper hanging out and something before your mother gets home.
It's your father again. Oh, but Jesus, no, son. Come on, play the game fair. Oh, I got quite a fright when he walked through the room and was led there with his kipper hanging out and everything. For God's sake.
So someone was lying there with their kipper hanging out. What's that? What is that?
Do you know what? I don't even want to guess.
Oh, I got quite a fright when he walked through the room and was led there with his kipper hanging out and everything.
Anyone can help, let me know. 81199. We've decided he's our favourite on Flirt Divert for quite some time.
Oh, I got quite a fright when he walked through the room and was led there with his kipper hanging out and everything.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we were saying this earlier. My mate told me, as fact, over the weekend, that if you go up to the staff in McDonald's and go, dun-dun-dun-dun, they have to say, I'm loving it, back, or they get fired. Now, we've tried it out with a guy at McDonald's in Crewe just then, and a few McDonald's staff have been on, saying that they do get asked to say it, but it's not in their contract, and they wouldn't be sacked if they didn't actually do it. You all right, chappers? That's nice. That's real nice. Come back. Oh, God. Are you all right there?
Yeah, thanks for the concern, right? Everybody. Just laugh as I choke. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, they don't... I mean, they're not going to get fired at McDonald's if that happens, right? If you call Churchill Insurance, someone says, right, and ask them if they can give you a good deal, apparently they are contractually obliged to go, oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Or they get fired. Let me know if that one's true or not, please.
I like that one.
I don't think the Eddie Stobart people are very happy.
Well,
because,
Lee...
we said that apparently if you wave at them, they have to contractually obliged to wave back.
Yeah, Lee is driving a Stobart... Well, he says Stobart's usual, but I presume that's meant to be truck. And he's getting a bit fed up with idiots waving at him and calls you a moron. Alex, Gary and Paul, Joanne Lovejoy have all got a way from Stobart's drivers, John and Gilly on the M6 as well. And Elaine got her husband's Stobart contract out just to check whether they have to wave at spotters or not.
And?
No, they don't, apparently. But nor are they allowed to abuse them.
Oh, that's good, then.
So that's nice, isn't
it? Right, that's good. But why do they all wave, then? Well, maybe they're just really friendly bunch.
They're just expected to.
Okay.
Dave, though, didn't
they don't get sacked.
Dave, though, didn't get a wave, so he thinks a sacking is coming for that driver, and his kids won't get anything for Christmas.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.